Yeah, could you turn it back to metal? Come on, man. Get me out of here, Jackie. It's not the podcast, Jackie. You here understand words that are coming out of my mouth?
There we go.
There she is, the queen.
The only bitch allowed on panties.
Yeah, get the rest of these bitches off.
Get them out, dude.
The you boys guys, are back in town.
The boys are back in town. Let me tell, can we talk to fellas?
Talk, hey,
I'm sorry you guys had to deal with bitch Lemaire. I'm sorry.
Boobs Lemaire, no Lemaire. Bitch Lemaire. No,
bitch Lemaire. I'm sorry you guys had to deal with that. I am a little disappointed in a lot of you starting to simp. You guys started to simp pretty quickly.
They did simp. They did simp hard.
Simp pretty hard, but now the boys are back in town and you better shape up.
This
is a real party now.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
more claws. Dude. No more gay ass white claws.
No, dude.
Just tall boys.
Dude, back no more, to bruise.
No more bullshit claws. No more fucking poppers.
No more, oh my no God. The jewels. Poppers.
The poppers, dude.
No, no more jewels. Real cigarettes no more like adults.
No more. Seats. We fucking, we can Tyson we, in here. We don't jewel. We hit the Tyson.
We hit the, oh yeah. Knockout. That's a knockout. That's a knockout hit right there.
Goddamn. Goddamn, you're Jake Paul right yeah. now.
Ring the bell, dude. Ding, ding.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
I'm excited you guys are back.
I'm excited we're here, man.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
in, for anyone who doesn't know, we're in Austin.
We're in Austin, Tejas.
Yes. I have a big gun on my hip. No, I don't.
Not yet,
I hopefully will by the time. Yes. I hopefully will by the time this comes out. That means I'm going to the gun store tomorrow.
Yo, Nate's got a gun range right by his apartment.
Bro, yeah. And it's like a fancy, it's called like the range. Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, don't give it
away exactly where my address is. I live right here.
Dude, but I wanna, if you go gun shopping, let me know. I'll fucking come.
All right, well, like,
I want to go look at some guns.
Let's plan it tomorrow.
Do you go to gun stores or?
I'm going, I was looking at like Central Austin Gun Store or something like that.
Brother. Let me tell you that.
There's one that's Chinese owned that I refuse to go to.
Dude, me too.
Nah.
They're sending that money back.
Nah, dude.
The
nah,
gun
dude.
Probably shoots back at
the
you.
The Asian immigrant. You saw the rooftop Koreans during the LA riots. Asian immigrants know how to protect their shit.
Here's the other thing, though. They were shooting at black people. So?
All right. Well, you know, if you look at the broader story of the situation, it's just a little complicated. But anyway.
Dude, let me tell you the gun hack.
What's the gun hack?
Go to a pawn shop.
Cut the tip off, sawed off shotgun.
Yeah.
Pawn shops, dude.
You were getting at me because I didn't buy my TV from a pawn shop the other day.
And you got that 40-inch.
It's a 40-inch bedroom. It's a 40-inch bedroom. No, I should have taken a picture of how small it is.
It's in your living room right now, dude. You got a 40-inch bedroom.
We got to talk about the TV because it's so funny. Because I'm on record. I'm not a TV guy. It doesn't control my emotions the way it does you.
No.
And but it was very funny. So I walk into Nate's apartment, comically small TV on a comically small entertainment center.
Center is this high from floor.
So you would trip over it because you would miss it.
What the fuck? And then your shoes on that?
You could put books in it. It was just pamphlets.
It's definitely a magazine rack.
Yeah. Yeah, a bunch of trifolds.
Yeah. You gotta put kids' books for a fucking kid you don't have. But then we get to the creek last night and we're talking about it and then like we're bringing up TVs and like I forget how it got to, but you're like, oh yeah, you were asking me. You're like, wait, how big's the TV in my bedroom? And yeah. I'm just like, it doesn't matter. And you're like, yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Now it doesn't matter. Smallest TV in the group. Now TV doesn't matter.
TV's not the smallest TV in the group. It's definitely bigger than Andy's.
Smallest plugged in TV.
You know what? I can't argue that. I'm throwing it off my balcony as soon as I.
Nate, do you play PlayStation like this?
I haven't even played it. I refuse.
Oh, dude, he sits crisscross applesauce so close to it.
Let me get some apple juice.
I still don't have my PlayStation. I'm not.
He has to get all this shit tomorrow.
Bring it with you?
No, I brought my laptop. That's what Tekken's on. I got to have Tekken with me. But my I should have my PlayStation tomorrow.
Plane will be on, or PlayStation will be like checked in for me. Like PlayStation. TV, no.
I was worried. I was also worried about like them throwing my bag around because everything I have with me was either in the trunk of my car, which was my TV, my old living room TV. We're back. It came today. Yeah. I got it now. The monitor that we used to use for the pod.
You got a small TV.
Yeah, you're still a small TV guy.
I still got the 55.
Okay. Ooh, we don't use the bedroom.
We're
locked in.
Just fuck on the couch now.
Yeah, we just put Family Guy on the living room and that's that.
No, we just sleep in the living room now.
No, dude. We turn the lights off, make love to the sound of the fan, dude.
I need some sound.
You don't want to. No. You need music.
I don't need sound, but I do like sound. You know what it is?
How do they hear you whisper?
We're fucking
nothings.
Back. No bitches allowed.
Yeah, no, we're just talking allowed. We're just talking. No feet stuff.
Look, I can't even believe you guys almost did that.
What is that guy's name? Lewis?
Yeah.
The foot guy? I wish we could expose our foot guy now.
That would be fucking sick.
Can you laugh that so I can take his name out? I don't know his name.
I don't know.
I don't even think that's his name.
I don't even give a shit.
Yeah.
Oh, did we say the name of the guy who fucking comes for Allie? She's not on the pod anymore.
The bitch is gone. Yeah. I forgot. The boys are back.
Damn.
Well, because that dude spazzed because, like, Allie said his name, but then it was like, don't you have a shame fetish?
Yeah, if anything, you should have busted. Yeah.
He probably was mad because he's like, I busted while driving.
Yeah.
When I was listening to the pod, I busted so fucking hard.
I was on my way to work and I busted. And now I was late. I had to go back home, get a new pair of pants.
He had post-net realization and was like, yo, I shouldn't be doing this.
And then he gets them every, like, can you imagine going back to boot pics?
No, I can't imagine being attracted to boots.
I gotta do more. I heard a theory. I don't know how true it is. I gotta do research, but it was one of those theories you hear where you're like, you didn't give me any evidence, but it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Because apparently the part of your brain that makes you horny for shit is right next to a part of your brain that like has something to do with feet.
Yeah.
And sometimes like, oh, you got a little bit of my peanut butter in your chocolate, like that'll happen.
You got a little bit of feet in my horn.
That's how your feet got in my horny.
Hey,
but I heard someone explain.
Put them in my mouth.
Are y'all toe suckers? Will you suck toes?
Yeah.
I would on request.
Yeah, I have in the past, but it's not my
dude. If the foot's at my face, what am I supposed to do?
I like where you're going with this, but I'm not a big. I don't...
Yeah, but then you run the risk of them being like, "What the fuck?"
I don't think any of them will be like, "What the fuck?" I've never once had that, but I don't know. It's just
I've had that every single girl. You just go immediately to a toe.
You don't go immediately to the toe, brother.
Yeah, no. Every girl, you want to do a new intro story? Every girl loves it when you throw a toe in your mouth.
New podcast.
Tell your
mouth. All right, side tell podcast, them. Toe in the mouth.
Imagine trying to be sensual with a lady and doing that thing where you kiss slowly down her. She thinks you're about to go to her pussy. You just keep going all the way down her leg.
That's the number one move. That's number one.
That's your move?
That's the first move.
You know what? You know
right
why?
To the toes.
the lips to toes?
Lips to toes.
You know why toes get near my mouth often? Is because one of my favorite moves is like legs on the shoulders.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the sound of the butt cheeks clapping.
Mm-hmm. That's a great sound.
On thighs. It's a great sound.
It is a good sound.
And yeah, so I've... Thank you.
These mics pick up. It's a good stew.
Oh no, but I thought so when you were saying like go for the toe, I was just imagining you're in the middle of it, just like with the fucking toe on you.
I like.
What do you like?
Some force.
I like working the.
You like hitting the. You like the elliptical.
Yeah.
You like hitting the elliptical in the pussy.
I don't know what it is about this. It's like, yeah. Because I don't know.
Wait, you like row the boat?
I don't know why. Just with her.
You're going to make a lady fart doing that.
Yo, for real. Because that's so close to the best way to like make yourself fart is you get on your back and you like roll.
Yeah.
And it like works a fart out.
That's how babies fart.
I was going to say, isn't that what people do with babies, the fucking legs?
That's some of the best content. Were you like
babies farting?
They move the legs. They move the baby's legs and then press it on their tummy and then they fucking rip ass. And then it'll be a TikTok where a couple will stitch that.
I have a really
you and Steph are gonna have a baby once you move out here.
Oh, then I'm just
as soon as you get a house.
I'm just gonna feed them beans and make them fart all day.
I have a really great fart video I would like to send to Taylor. Taylor, shout out. Oh, we're here in Austin at Taylor Gorman Studio. We call it the Gorecast Studio still.
Gorecast Studios.
Gorecast.
Shout out.
Shout out, Gorecast.
Now, I'm going to send Taylor this video. It's a It's a guy farting, but it's a very artistic fart, I gotta say.
I'm gonna also airdrop a picture of Andy intently reading.
Yeah, Andy can't read though.
You call me reading?
I call you reading.
Yeah, dude, I read now.
It was adorable. I was like, look at my nigga read conspiracies.
No, it was a history of J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh yeah, I knew it was something. I just knew it was some deep dive of government shit.
I was reading about the origins of the FBI.
He was like, I need to get rid of black people.
Yeah, he started. That was part of it. That was There was a lot of things, but one of them, he was like, I'm fucking pissed off. Dude, look at that. I'm drinking my night. I'm drinking my Nas. I had a little Nas going because I was worse for wear today.
It was genuinely adorable. This is how you could look. My apartment is dog shit. I gave Andy the airbed.
Yeah. Look how, like, Andy, I gotta say, but if I looked at you, look jacked. Fat.
I am jacked. We were talking about this on the way over. I'm jacked fat.
Yeah.
Because I noticed I was doing a toilet.
You're having a hard time wiping your ass.
No, even worse.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I had to change my method.
Really?
Well, no, not wiping my, like, when I'm on the toilet, I just fucking pull the balls up and wipe that way.
You go from the front?
Yeah.
You wipe ass from the front?
Whoa.
Well, I
you do the coochie wipe?
I lift the...
That's a full coochie wipe.
How do you clean your pussy, Nate?
I wouldn't know.
I don't clean my pussy after I lift my balls.
Well, when you lift your balls, they go into your pussy. And then you need to clean your pussy, LeMaire.
Can you imagine having your balls stuck in your pussy? That's fucking insane. Just that pop.
Yeah, excuse me, everybody. I got to queef out my balls.
What do I do when my balls are in my pussy?
Sorry.
No, I don't know. I lift the balls up and I just fucking get in there and I fist my asshole.
And how's your method changed?
It was more so in the shower.
Yeah.
In the shower when I got to clean my ass, rather than going around the back, I post up a leg and...
Oh, shit.
And then I was telling Nate in the car, the other thing I'm running into...
I think it's because you're going for them PRs, dude.
No, it's because I haven't stopped eating differently. I'm, like, lifting a lot more, but I haven't stopped eating differently. I said, I told Nate on the way over here, I did a fucking sit down on the toilet jack the other day.
There was a lot. I thought he was saying he did it at my place. Because he leaned over, he was like, I didn't want to be gross, but I don't want to be gross in front of Julia, but I did a toilet jack. And I was like, yeah, don't tell me.
I was talking to Nate in front of Jules about why I wanted to just fucking lose my gut. And I'm like, I don't want to get into specifics. But yeah, I was doing a sit down jack on the toilet, and there was just more gut to get around.
I love this as the background.
I mean, if knowledge is funny, dude, I'm hilarious.
Can we get Petalita back?
Dude, I got to the airport, and within 5 minutes, I had bought a book about the origins of the FBI.
Yeah.
I was locked in at that airport.
Airport makes you want to buy a book. You walk past, and you're like, you know what?
It makes you go, I've finished one book in the past 10 years. I'll read a whole book on this flight. Just watch me, dude.
I'll blast through this book in 4 hours. Dude.
I bought a book in the airport to start reading it, and then I put it down to get on the airplane, and I left it in the airport.
Yeah,
I remember. I completely forgot.
This is on the way to New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone thought there was a lost child because it was a coloring book.
It was called The Candy House. It's very good.
What was it, Candy House?
Yeah.
Did you get back into it?
No. Oh. It's by some bitch, and I've given notes.
Oh, yeah.
We hate bitches.
You done with bitches completely?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, let's be done with them.
I only fuck holes in the ground.
Just moist holes.
That does actually fucking rule.
Busting directly into the earth. Planting my seed.
Dude, and as you're just walking by that for years, you start seeing a tree grow.
With your face. You're like, oh, fuck. That tree got my eyes.
That's how those trees that smell like cum. That's how they came to be.
Yeah.
Dudes just busted directly into the...
Shout out Jeremy Knoll. That's the only name I could think of.
Yeah. Deep, man. He's selling mushrooms in some Denver mountain.
He said his first and last name and then exposed his...
He's like a licensed doctor.
I forgot. He's in Colorado.
He's a shaman. He's an actual shaman.
Yeah. But here are illegal things he does.
The murder snow.
I remember one time we were...
He blames them all on coyotes.
I remember one time I was hanging out with somebody we were just talking about, and it was me, him, and then a couple other people, and we were just sitting at this house, and they're like, all right, everybody, time to do an 8-ball of cocaine. And they pulled out this huge rock of cocaine, and I was like, Y'all really gonna sit? They did it like it was fucking like a, like it was a, they're like, here you go.
Just an eight ball, of, and they just did an eight ball?
Not the whole thing, but
this was in Lancaster.
Yeah,
this is when, like, if you had one Red's apple, it was a wild night, right?
Yeah, I didn't do it. I was just watching, like,
Coke's
whoa.
Scary when you're not used to Coke. I remember, like, in college.
Wait, let me say, now I'm like, you know, I can't have a party.
Yeah, now you're, devil, the, now you're the guy whipping the Coke out.
Back then, I'm like, dudes, what the hell?
No, I remember that in college. Like, when the most I'd ever done was really, like, smoke a little weed here or there and, like, get drunk and shit. And I remember, like, first or second year of college when someone, like, pulled out fucking Coke. You're like, guys, that's a bedroom drug.
You don't, the last place you want to do Coke.
You don't do that in the living room in front of everyone.
It's a bathroom drug.
That's an excuse yourself drug. Yeah. It's scary when you do it in the living room.
I think it still is an excuse. I've never once been around people that just...
You got to do it in a bathroom,
not anymore.
The basement, the attic, or with all your friends in the living room.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, back in the day when it was like, when it first started getting popular in like the 80s or whatever, it was literally 70s? Just like... It would literally just be, oh yeah, we're just
on crack, dude. 80s is crack.
80s was crack. Is coke.
What?
80s was crack. Some crack blew up. Coke was already was moving in the
set. No, I know, but like 80s was in the 80s was in like the fucking bad neighborhoods and shit.
You mean the crack?
Crack was, yeah. There's a time warp. The bad neighborhoods only got, people were still doing coke in the 80s.
Yeah, true.
Because then you'd have all the like fucking, you'd have all like the hair metal bands.
You know
and
the
shit.
Law? You get, there was a law. It was like a poor person law.
Yeah, yeah. Crack got you, it like, was like three times worse. Yeah.
10 times worse than like
oh,
cocaine.
It was 10?
Yeah.
I wonder how many, like,
what and crack is actually, you have
more
to
more fun than cocaine.
You have to get you more fucked up. Less crack gets you more fucked up.
But you ever, like, hear people who have done crack talk about crack? It's always like they're reminiscing on their first
and
love.
And heroin, too.
Yeah.
They always reminisce.
I've like, never heard a bad review of the first time doing heroin.
Yeah, or crack. Both of the two, it's like just somebody doing this long, longing stare like, man, if it wouldn't kill me.
Yeah, if only I wasn't chasing
you gotta
that
be
damn
that,
dragon.
Do you see that shit? There's like that Harvard professor who's like a black dude with dreads who just figured out how to responsibly do heroin.
Yeah.
No.
He has a whole, I want to read it. He's got a whole book about it. You might be able to snap a new pic of me. Reading my Dr. Heroin book.
You about to learn how to do heroin responsibly?
If I can. I've heard.
Want to do heroin responsibly. Yeah. That heroin looks like, I mean, I guess if you've done it, people have done it, I guess it probably feels great, but I don't know. Whenever I see it, it looks
I've heard heroin described as heroin, the first time you do heroin, it's that hug your parents never gave you. It's like this, like it's like the warmest, most welcome, like
it's like my dad.
It's like you finally feel it's like you finally feel like you're being hugged and someone's going, you're okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to be. Yeah. And
after your dad dies, you're like, I miss him so much.
I almost commented on something that your dad, you posted that thing on Get on the Plane, and I just saw your dad go, break a leg. I don't know why it made me laugh so hard, just your dad.
On my Facebook?
Yeah, he's so genuine, like I'm proud of you.
George is a genuine ass dude.
George is the man.
It's appreciated.
You finally made him proud.
Yeah. That was the moment. I think that was the moment.
That was the moment. You didn't join his band. You didn't take up comic books.
I wasn't allowed in the band. I'm doing comic books now. I'm just going with your joke because it's easy.
It's also the truth.
I've been like reading a ton of comic books actually.
Yeah. I've been a whole weeb, dude. I've been reading manga. I call it manga, not manga. That's not how you say it. It's manga.
Which mangeku are you reading?
Well, I caught up on Chainsaw Man. I didn't mean to go away. It's actually sick.
Chainsaw Man's gay.
No. You may not have heard it's sick.
It's for girls.
It's
why is it for girls?
I do.
No tits?
I do have.
Taylor, can you bring up some Chainsaw Man so they?
Well, no. It's visually, it's four dudes.
No, it's four girls.
Visually?
Yes, dude.
There's like sit. Yeah, look at that guy learning.
Educated.
No, dude. There's a bunch of the reason.
Man, I wish one of those tabs was four. That'd make me so happy.
Chainsaw Man is for girls.
What are you talking about?
Look at that cute. This is for girls. Anytime there's a cute guy, it's four girls.
Yeah, and he's doing like tongue out.
He's not even that cute. There's
not him. I'm talking about fucking the chain guy, his demon.
Oh.
It's a girl anime.
But that's his buddy.
It's a girl anime.
You don't know the story, though. Like, it would mean more to you.
I know the story.
You...
Fucking, he was like a guy, and then that guy showed up to help him. And
I'm surprised you're not making.
Demon.
I'm surprised you're not making the point that it's just an anime about him simping for women the whole time.
Wait, is DBZ a girl anime? Wait, they don't have
a cute... DBZ's a boy anime.
Is there anybody cute in that? Like, Mr. Popo.
Mr. Poe was that cute.
Yeah, he's
there's Poir, But Puar is with Yamcha, and Yamcha's supposed to be the pretty boy of the show. So he
wait, the little dude.
The blue guy.
No, nah, but have you seen...
Who's the little dude who's always with Tien?
Chiaotzu. Chiaotzu's not cute.
Chiaotzu's not even like a big part of it.
Every time Chiaotzu shows up, he dies.
Who's the fat? Yeah, he's never been a part.
Who's the fat Boo? He's kind of cute.
Fat Boo, Majin Boo. No,
that's cute as hell, dude.
Yeah, Chiaotzu's the little old man kid. That's Chiaotzu.
But Chiaotzu doesn't like show. Chiaotzu hasn't been in Dragon Ball Z in like 400. He hasn't been seen on Dragon Ball Z in 20 years.
Yeah, dude. Fucking emotionally stunted dudes like you've been bitching about.
Has he ever been?
You didn't want
it
to be cute.
That's not true. Yeah.
He has, and you could like as a playable character.
Yeah, but he sucks.
He can't have his hitboxes have to be nuts.
Chiaotzu is ass.
Yeah, he did. Didn't he like try to like blow himself up
and just kill Nappa
and then did nothing, right? Well, that itched. Yeah. That tickled a little.
Get this cute shit off my back. Where the real men at?
How do you feel about all the fucking when he gets the chainsaws and fuck shit up, man? That shit's fun.
That's girl shit.
What are you talking about?
Girls love gore.
All right. Now you're just being.
You don't know.
Fellas love gore.
Fellas also love gore.
Fellas love gore.
Girls love gore, but also bros love gore.
Bros don't love girls like girls do. Girls love gore.
Well, girls love the idea of gore.
Girls love things bleeding for no reason because they gotta do it.
Actually, as a guy who lives with a girl, they hate that. They actually fucking hate that.
It's their worst time.
Yeah.
They get horny. I don't want to fuck them. They hate it.
Like, what other anime or mangeku are you reading?
I've been reading One Punch Man. I'm enjoying One Punch Man. Is that bad?
No, One Punch Man is good, but it toes the line of girl anime.
Okay.
It toes the line.
So you might girl anime, which is nothing wrong with it.
I play,
some dudes like rom-coms.
Can I be real? I grew up for most of my life being like, anime's gay as fuck. You know what I mean?
And then you got into the gayest one.
And then I was like, wait a minute, I'm gay as fuck. Nah, I play it fast and loose with anime. I remember I was watching Demon Slayer, and
girl,
it's just
that's a girlfriend.
And it's
anime.
Just about him not being a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
And so like you let your sensitive side bleed through on that shit. So I just let my fucking gay ass flag fly on anime.
Is Sailor Moon a girl anime?
Yeah.
Is it? That was when I wasn't sure. It was very girly. They had tuxedo masks.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they got naked for half a second.
I did search a Kill la Kill. This is a girl. It looks like a girl anime, but it's a boy anime.
Give me a list of a few boy animes.
Kill la Kill, Dragon Ball Z.
Naruto.
Kill a Kill?
Kill la Kill. K-I-L-L. Like that's this? It. That is it. But
yeah, it looks pretty girl. Yeah.
No, they are girls, but this is a guy anime. They transform into sluts.
Yeah, wait, what that one go down a little? That just says horny for freedom.
Yeah, they transform into sluts. Like it's fucking
kill
and they get
kill.
Stronger.
Okay, that's
look
sick.
At that girl to the bottom left.
I will be getting into Kill a Kill very shortly.
I hear ya.
Yeah.
Yeah, ever since High School of the Dead unlocked something in me, I will also be getting into Kill la Kill.
Yes. Kill la Kill's not like hourly horny. It actually is like a decent story, but it's pretty horny.
Yeah.
This is all on, I can get this on Crunchyroll.
Yes, sir.
Crunchyroll?
Not if Funimation's dead. Everything from Funimation is on the Crunchyroll.
Yeah. And she's back.
You're in this comic called Kill Your Darlings. It's about, No.
It's a comic book? Not a manga? American shit?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I read American shit. I've been reading a lot of Power Rangers, actually, too. Power Rangers comic? Power Rangers comic is good.
That seems like it'll be kid shit. Like, it doesn't seem like there'll be no death. Is there, like, murder and shit?
Yeah, okay.
They get dark.
Kill the Power Rangers.
Oh, they get dark in the comics?
There's a dark ranger. There's a death ranger who kills Power Rangers.
Now, is it we're getting a little racy, or are they just straight up, like, have issues not for kids?
Has anybody fucked Kimberly?
They don't... Well, here's my problem with American superhero culture right now. Superheroes don't fuck.
Ugh, they're like priests?
Yes.
They're like holier than
that. Oh, they just never bring that shit up.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to fuck, but like now...
And you say you want them to
fuck. Oh, they are fucking.
They are fucking, but they don't.
Oh, but you want them to not.
Yes. I want them to stay pure.
No, I like my superheroes fucking. And certain
don't
ones.
Fuck, dude.
Certain ones. Like, I don't need Spider-Man. I mean, I do kind of want Spider-Man to get some Mary Jane pussy.
Spider-Man's whole story is kind of pussy. Like, getting pussy.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's a girl comic, too.
Batman's asexual, for sure.
No.
Batman probably fucks high-priced hookers.
Batman fucks like you should as a superhero.
He doesn't like it.
Batman fucks to come.
He just, like, he's a service fucks.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. I watched a whole video breaking down, like, how much sleep Batman gets a night.
Yeah.
And yeah, Batman's whole existence is just to be efficient and solve crimes.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's a girl comic?
Spider-Man's a girl comic.
I can't agree with that.
What's your broad criteria on girl and boy comics?
Well, if it's too cute, it's for girls.
Okay, that's fair.
That's pretty much it.
Wait, that's so Spider-Man cute?
Yeah, Spider-Man's not cute.
Spider-Man's cute.
Besides that tight ass he's always showing off.
Oh, except for that ass that can't fucking quit. What the fuck is this cute about?
Spider-Man's for kids, though. It is for kids. It's not girls, it's kids, so.
I mean, but a lot of that Marvel shit is kind of for kids at the end of the day.
Not Iron Man. They made Iron Man more palatable.
You mean like the old, like the movies you mean, or yeah, the comics?
He's not even, because he's not a drunk in any of the Iron Man movies. Mm. Like, that's like Tony Stark key attribute. It's one of the things is he's a fucking drunk.
Like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I was going to say, traditionally, wouldn't that, like, generally speaking, Marvel would try to be a little bit more mainstream, and DC, it'd be more likely they'd get a little, like, heavier and shit?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, comic book wise. Yeah. Marvel did shit, but it was like, but it was when like stuff had to happen, like in the 50s and shit, where they like the X-Men's
just a
metaphor for, yeah. The X-Men,
you know,
is
that's
a metaphor
not true?
For Jim Corn shit. You know,
for what?
So? Jim Crow?
No, there's actually, no, a lot of people think X-Men's a metaphor for like civil rights or shit with gay people and stuff. And there's actually like all
black people are mutants.
Well, look, I'll be honest, it's not gay people, but Magneto is literally like a child of the Holocaust. So it is still like.
I get how people get that, but I saw some dude online talking about it, and there's
Magneto's
fucking
a super Jew. I just now putting that together.
And you know what he controls?
Metal.
Yo, don't give that guy coins.
Don't give him coins. He spends his whole day picking up pennies with his mind.
Shooting him at him. Dude, at the end of one of the X-Men movies, that's how he fucking paralyzed Professor X.
Pennies?
He picked up like a quarter and pushed it right to like the back of his neck.
Damn.
Yeah.
Isn't there, I saw a thing on Twitter where there was like a scene where Professor X, to get Magneto, he just like power fucked him with the memories of the Holocaust.
Yeah.
He just made him think about the Holocaust too much.
That's crazy.
Oh, no, but I saw this old interview of Stan Lee, and he literally was like, they asked him about like the X-Men, does it like represent civil rights and all that stuff? And he was like, if I'm being honest, I got really tired of writing origin stories. It got really hard writing origin stories.
Yeah.
So the X-Men, I was like, this guy's got a fucking fish gills, and that guy's got fucking electric hands. but he was also like, I completely understand why people like think it is, because you can see parallels through the writing process.
Captain America did punch a Nazi.
I mean,
dude, that comic book cover goes pretty hard.
Yeah,
dude, the Nazi's just like, no.
Whoa.
No amount of fucking Nazi meth could save you from Captain America's punch.
Captain America's a lame ass hero.
Captain America is.
But he has to be, dude.
Like Superman. Superman and Captain America, they have to be lame.
Like, as a person, but at least Superman has like dope powers. Like, Captain America literally just got hands. And I mean, I know he's like super strong and all that shit.
Throw the hell out of that shield, dude.
I know. It's so scary.
Throw the shit out of that shield.
I mean, no, it would.
That shield would hit all of us, and then he'd catch it. All four of us.
I don't know, dude. Sometimes
take out the lights in the meantime, too.
Sometimes freedom ain't flashy. Sometimes, yeah.
Freedom ain't flashy.
But the reason those guys are like that, like, they've been, those heroes in particular have been not ruined, but they've been changed because of the way society has changed. Because, like, when they were around, people needed to see, like, a great moral being, like, being super moral.
When Captain America first came out, people would be like, fuck
Yeah. And that's why they both had like the red, white, and blue aesthetic. It was just like super pro.
Just super moral.
Yeah.
Okay. And also too, it was probably a little like rah-rah America shit.
Yeah.
Cause you got him punching Nazis and shit. So you got people getting fucking hyped over the government, send them some bombs.
He's a super soldier.
Did he get created after, like, was his, you know, they made him after World War II?
He's
like,
probably like him
during.
Was he during? I'm just guessing.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you so much, Taylor.
I don't even know.
Taylor, this is nice. I really appreciate this.
We don't have, me and Lamar doesn't have to.
My mic's not working for some reason, but I'm happy to have you guys here.
It might be the cable.
We're happy to be here, Taylor.
No, it's not the cable. Is it the cable?
We'll figure it out. No,
we'll figure it out, dude.
What am I looking up?
Captain America.
Creation. Yeah, when he came out.
Yeah. But
1941. That's okay. Like smack dab.
Yeah, it was like that's, like Hitler's up to hijinks, but we're not in it yet.
That's around
think.
Yeah, that no, that's around when America like started giving a shit.
Yeah.
They were all like there was like so much shit going on and America was just kind of like, what?
But Pearl Harbor
later
itself.
Was or 8 months or 9 months later was Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor was 1941, I think, right?
Was it?
Was it 1941 or 1944?
I thought it was 42.
It's not 44. I think the war ended in around 45. 44, 45. Yeah. You were right.
Yep. You know what? I'm high five on that too.
We probably just high fived over a simple known fact.
Oh, we're dumb.
Whatever, dude.
The boys are back.
Why
do you feel like Allie was bringing fucking good information to the pod?
I'm sorry, by the way. We just need a motorcycle rev whenever you say the boys are back.
1940, December 20th.
That dude, that goes sense. So hard.
Yeah, he's punching the shit out of Hitler.
Dude, fuck you, Hitler.
Let's go.
Okay, I'll stop.
Yo, he blocked the bullet, too. Do you see that?
Wait,
go back. He blocked the bullet. And then he punched the shit out of
him. Yo! He's blocking bullets and punching Hitler.
And he might be eating bullets, too. Like, there was a... They're shooting him in his back.
Yeah.
On the other side, he's just taking him.
He's fast. He's like, yeah. I'm blocking you.
Did you see that new movie that's about the fucking house right next to Auschwitz?
What?
I don't know what it's called.
There's like a new A24 movie, and it's about, I don't know who specifically in like the Nazi army.
Yeah.
But it's about this dude who like.
He's like becoming a.
Like, it's so fucking weird because he's just like, you got to think about like the higher up generals in the Nazi party. They got to go do their fucking, do their Auschwitz shit. And it's like, well, I got to set up a house and I got to bring my family. So it's like, you see his beautiful house with like a swing and like a pool and stuff. And then you just see all the fucking Auschwitz, the buildings at Auschwitz.
Oh, that sounds like a dope movie.
It won a bunch of awards.
It's
I actually
parallel. It's a good like.
Yeah, it's like there's not. I haven't seen that angle in like a Nazi era movie before.
Somebody was saying there's also weird parts in it where it seems like they like break out of the reality.
What do you mean?
Seen it yet.
What?
Like there's like weird parts. Not Auschwitz Escape. Not the guard. No, none
it's
of
like
those.
Brand new.
Yeah, it came out. Yeah, like
I think it came out 2024. Oh,
early last year, early this year.
I want every historical movie to end like Inglourious Bastards.
The Zone of Interest.
That's yeah, it. Yeah. Oh, click on that one. Or any of them, actually.
Yeah.
See, it's like got their. It's such a weird dichotomy. It's got like their beautiful backyard, and then
just. Damn.
Just Jew killing facilities.
That's crazy. They're just lounging.
Yeah, they're just vibing out.
Oh, man.
No, I'm like, just watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, can you imagine this halftime? Like, oh, I get to go kill some Jews.
So Mandy.
Oh, Beyonce so again.
I'm so tired of Usher.
You know what I heard about Usher? Him and Diddy? I'm not going to say. There's kids around.
The Beatles are playing the Super Bowl? Das Beatles are playing the
das
Super Bowl?
Beatles.
He's just like pissed off. He's like, oh, my parlay.
Damn. I can't wait to watch this movie.
This movie's trippy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that picture is just... Just a little baby picking at flowers and just...
Yeah.
Just like a little pre-evil baby.
Yeah, he's ripe for indoctrination.
Yeah.
That lady looks mad German.
Yeah.
She's guten tag.
Yeah, that hair couldn't have ever been hot.
No.
Like, just looking at a lady with that hair, just like, yo, I want to...
I got to be honest, dude. I don't know.
You like it?
Maybe it's probably, maybe it's because she's not, if she was in Lederhosen's, that's Lederhosen.
Lederhosen's?
Dude, that's Lederhosen hair.
I don't know what Lederhosen's
it's
are.
It's typical German dress, dude. I don't know how to spell it, but, oh
shit.
Damn. God damn.
Right there. We got a lady.
Yeah, right
you
there.
You see, no, she's doing it better. Get long, but long.
Like, but imagine her with that hair.
No, I like what these ladies all got going on. This lady.
But, like, can I say this?
Black lady with Lederhosen's?
That's a slutty Lederhosen.
Can I say this, though? Lederhosen's.
Slutty Lederhosen Halloween costume.
You click on that one.
That's it.
That's good. Yeah.
But can I say this?
That's good.
Can I say this about Lederhosen?
That's good.
I think Lederhosen is reflective of who's wearing it.
I think you would rock some Lederhosen, like some Hoochie Daddy Lederhosen. I can see you crushing up there.
Dude, at a Kublai Khan concert.
It's like mosh.
They wouldn't know what to fucking do. Me come barreling through.
Nice. Das mosh.
Yeah. This girl's got sweet cleavage.
Yeah. That's the main reason I wanted to click it. Just wanted to see. Oh, okay. It did load. Nice.
Dude, that reminds me. Nice. We had a German exchange student in high school. And I really don't remember her being, like, overly attractive.
Yeah.
Like, she was cute. She had a nice body, but, like, a goofy face.
Yeah.
But I just remember the fucking, just a different accent. Yeah. You're like, I'll die for you, dude. I'll die for you.
I agree.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
In my school, we had that, but it was, like, all the ESL kids. Like, the Dominican girls who were just learning English. It was like, you sound great, but past that.
They'd be like, help me, papi. help me pass sixth grade, Nate.
Sixth grade, Nate, I know black.
Yeah, no negro. Mi familia, very disappointed. I don't know. I'm 1,000 days into this.
9 years of Duolingo.
But I've been one. Doing the first lesson. Bro,
you're living in Austin now. You better really pay attention to those lessons.
Yeah, you know, I'm about to really fucking.
About to hit the manzana.
About to hit the
just apple.
Yeah, I was testing.
I've answered apple 1,000 times. What comes up every day?
Manzana.
I was sorry. This is the right term.
El manzana is delicioso.
But you're talking about food down here, or are you just saying apple? That's food. What's like the loosest of connections to this segue?
Man, I wish Taylor's mic worked, because Taylor, my first weekend here, Taylor took me to the best barbecue place. We had a whole day.
Oh, really?
Oh, what's it called?
Interstellar Barbecue.
Interstellar, okay. Yeah. I'm going to write that down. Sorry. I'll be honest. Sorry to step out.
There's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, we heard you.
You can kind of hear me a little bit.
Oh, no, yeah, you're
clear as hell.
You're coming through perfect for us, yeah.
Oh, weird. It's a me thing.
Yeah. There was this other place.
Interstellar.
Yeah, Interstellar is good. You're telling me about Lewis, right?
Leroy
Lewis. Yeah. They're near Sean's house, and I accidentally went to the brick and mortar once.
Yeah.
I didn't get anything. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you, because I saw.
What'd you see? Was it disgusting?
I saw quinoa.
Quinoa?
Quinoa on the menu. Or like some, I saw a kale.
Yeah, they have like which one's exotic sides.
Which one's quinoa sides. Again?
It's like the little ball.
It's like rice.
Oh, chickpeas, right?
Yeah, sort of.
They're quinoa's fine.
It's a nice light side.
Not for barbecue, though.
Yeah, I want like rice with like corn on the cob.
Their whole thing is that they do stuff different.
Yeah, quinoa's a crazy barbecue side.
Yeah, I want like beans, mac and cheese, sweet potato.
It's like a barbecue coffee shop, right?
I think they have like, I think they do espresso. I'm not sure.
Andy, we got to get you the Gus's.
Ooh.
We got to get you the Gus's.
We got to get you the Gus's.
You've been at Gus's?
Fried chicken?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not here, though. Good. I had it in, like, Arizona.
I
heard the other one isn't that great.
In San Antonio.
Had some good fried chicken, so I'm in that
Where'd
mindset.
Where'd you go?
Well, we had a CrossFit party, and it was like a potluck thing, and someone just brought a bunch of Jollibee fried chicken.
Ooh, Jollibee's pretty good.
Oh, Jollibee's chicken is real good.
They'll never have Jollibee out here.
No.
Well, I was telling Nate, I was like, I know I'm not going to like it, but I need to try the spaghetti and hot dogs before I leave.
Save your $15.
Just
it's
to
awful.
Know.
It's like the sauce is like ketchup.
It's not really ketchup,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, or like ketchup sauce.
Like people get fucking jazzed up.
It's like banana ketchup.
Yeah, it's, it like tastes different than any ketchup. It's not Heinz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the best kind of ketchup.
Oh, it's like banana ketchup?
I don't even know what it just. I had it and I was like, I didn't finish it. I was like, I've tried this and I know it's not for me.
the hot dogs in it part is just
that's awesome. Fine, dude. That's some kid. That's kid shit right there.
Exactly. It's like a kid meal though. Like,
but that to me is like a dinner your dad makes you when he doesn't have time and we're being a little fun.
So divorced dad
selling
a divorced dad dinner.
Yeah. But like that's one where you go, you don't sell that at a restaurant.
Yo, can we start a restaurant called Divorced Dads?
That would be
a
sick.
A food truck?
That would be sick. Yeah. It's just Hot Pockets and fucking mac and cheese and hot dogs.
Dude, hot dogs on white bread. White bread.
No, dude, hamburgers on white bread.
Yeah. It's just like one of these hamburgers.
you get a bunch of frozen meals, but they're all microwaved. Yeah. None of it's in the oven.
Yeah. Divorced dad.
So much steakums. So much steakums.
Divorced dads, aka lean cuisine.
I think we would get a lot of people showing up just off of like divorced dad solidarity. Like they just pull up and be like, "I know the struggle, brother. Yeah. Like,
we'd get a lot of
my money with you."
We get a lot of people eating it and start crying. Like, why did he never love me?
I can't believe she did what she did. Was it my fault? Is that why he left? Was he a better lover? Was he just a whore?
I broke up the marriage. It was me.
Yeah, man. You ever, there's the Reddits, you know, the Reddit, there's the horny Reddits where people are like,
Going wild?
Not going wild, but like the Reddits where people have questions about their sex life.
Oh, like ass Reddit sex or something?
Yeah. Those are great.
I saw one the other day. It was a guy who was like, my wife's getting too friendly with our bull. He's like, our bull's really mean to me. Every time, my wife really loves him. And now that he's divorced from his wife, he's living with us, and I never get to see my wife anymore.
For the uneducated, bull is the guy you pay to fuck your wife.
Yeah, or just let.
That's so
I don't think you got to pay to bull usually.
Yeah, fair. Now,
I think he's just like, pussy?
That's so funny.
Yeah, he called him a pussy.
And taking hers. Yeah.
And dude, it's fucking crazy that like, I think I would murder the both of them.
Nah, I wouldn't. Especially, I said this the last time we were doing a pod in Austin.
Yeah.
Is that like my firm belief is unless like a friend or a close acquaintance,
why'd you
a friend
at Andy
or,
like that?
Because I'm just
joking.
Looking at both of you.
I'm joking.
But just my one friend. but unless it's a friend or a close acquaintance, like fucking my lady, I wouldn't be mad at the dude. If she's giving pussy out, like what's he supposed to do? Not get pussy?
Yes.
I hear where you're coming from, but that's so tough to. I get it.
The funniest part when you were explaining it the first time is you were. I feel like you were saying it where you're like, "Yeah, dude, if I walked in, I'd see that, and I'd be like, all right, I guess I'm out of here."
I like to believe I would be able to pull that off, but I don't think I would.
No, we had this discussion.
You're allowed to
the Tuna Farts episode number 130. Where Andy,
so I'll never question your autism ever again.
I think we had this conversation because you were, this is when it came up because we were like, because you said, I would just walk away, wait for them to finish.
That's insane.
Yeah, wait for them to finish is not what I do. I'd be like, you have to get the fuck out of my crib, but I'm not going to spaz on the bull. Mm-hmm. And then I would kill him if he was like, I'm not going to stop fucking her.
I'd be like,
you're disrespecting me now. But
I'm not going to take it personally, but in that moment, I'm probably going to start punching him.
You know what? My biggest fear of that shit is just like
walking to your room.
You would never want to rage beat a guy to death because he's fucking on your.
I don't want to go to jail for life or end up some like real beef type shit over
jail for life
over for a long ass time over just a bitch that gave away pussy. Like, that just feels crazy. But
that's not what it is, dude. It's not just any bitch.
I know it's your bitch, but she's still just, you know, a lady. I love my girl as much as I could love a woman. And
I don't know, but she's still just...
Oh, I love her back. She's still just, like, I don't know. She's a lady. Like, not just a lady, but she is, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She's another human that could, like, I'm going to kill somebody because... I don't know. Friends will bother me because it's like a conniving, like fucked up thing.
I shoot his ass. No.
Can I clarify something? I understand you're looking at it logically. Yeah. You're looking at it a lot. I'm telling you what would happen in the moment. I'm telling you in the moment.
Fucking my wife?
I'm just fucking going in like fucking Invincible's dad. Just on Invincible's face. Like that's what's happening.
You could have had this. You're a fool. Why don't you see this?
You're a fool.
You don't see this.
I feel like I'm mentally training myself. It's like we're just like doing bomb drills. Like if I come in to see this, I've been through it enough times in my head that I'm like
it's so funny to like mentally walk into your place, be like, you whore. Yeah.
This could have been the time.
That's why if you
we could
ever
have been so happy together.
If you ever I think about that sometimes if I come home at a time I'm not normally coming home.
Yeah.
That opening the door.
But just I never let her know.
Oh, me neither.
Cause you got and then you come in a little louder.
No, I don't. I come in quiet. I don't even use my key.
You should come in through the back door one day, see what happens. Coming through the screen.
Oh, in the back?
Yeah.
I mean, if they're fucking, it doesn't matter where I come through. That's why I try when it's an irregular time, you come in unannounced just to keep her honest.
Every girl I date, I always tell them I'm going to be home 20 minutes later. I'm supposed to be
20 minutes later and you're actually going to be there. You got to go a longer time. You got to go like 45 minutes to an hour.
Not enough.
20 is like,
they're 20, not going to try to fuck a guy if you give them 20 minutes.
Or they're going to kick him out sooner than that. They're going to give like a 40 minute buffer. So you got to hit him with like 40 or 50 or an hour.
You got to give him.
Girls are always late.
Girl, what?
Nah, my wife.
Yeah, my girls are way more on time.
We literally have a joke making fun of ourselves because we're retardedly on time for everything.
I'm not on time for shit, but like I'll be with my joint and she's like, "Let's go," and I'm like, "We'll get there when we get there. Chill." Yeah. But it's like nothing that bad's gonna happen for being late.
Yeah.
It's just a movie. We're just going to miss the first 40 minutes. It's fine.
We're just going to miss the movie that are now fucking $20 a ticket.
Have you found a theater out here, Nate?
I think there's a Regal out here. What is it called? The 4DX?
No, there's one called iPig. iPig Theaters that are pretty nice. It's like a pod.
Oh, no. The reason I'm specifically looking for one because I kind of want to go see Dune this way, even though I'm not even hype on it. I just, people were talking about it. I just want to see it because people
are
seeing
it. I've heard good things about the second one.
Yeah, that's why.
And Dune even if white it, people, dude.
I was thinking, ooh, can I talk about I was thinking about this.
But I do like looking at Zendaya.
Because you said that.
Zendaya is for white people.
No, I don't think
don't take Zendaya from
Zendaya
us.
Zendaya is for white people. It's too late. She was always for white people. She was never for us.
Tom Holland was digging it out.
Tom Holland, Euphoria, before Euphoria, she's white.
Can we pull up Zendaya just ogle her?
Can I say this? I think you're looking at it wrong, dude. I don't think it's a racial thing because I've been trying to read Dune and I've been trying
to take her from us.
She's white.
No.
Whatever she is, she's for everyone.
Yeah. No,
that one.
I love this one. I love the one where she got the metal thing around her neck.
Dude, the over-the-shoulder one's doing it for me.
Yeah. You know what? The thing about Zendaya that sucks, though, is just, you got to be real careful about this. She's still at that age where it's like, she's been famous so long.
She's like 30 now.
Is she?
Yeah.
There's no way. She's like 25.
That's like 30.
You're right. In woman years,
she might as well be 30.
Yeah, she's gonna be fucking 20. Oh,
27.
Shit. That's 30 almost. Sick.
Yeah. No, I was thinking about this because I've been trying to.
that actually gets me excited.
Hell yeah!
I'm going back to Euphoria now. I'm gonna start watching that show.
they might be teenagers, but they're not teenage actors.
Yeah. Don't watch Euphoria.
No, I was thinking about Dune. Because you said that yesterday, and I was thinking about it, because I've been trying to read it, and, like, it's fucking boring the shit out of me, but it's, like, I get, like, locked in on shit like that where I'm, like, why specifically do I fucking hate this? Like, if someone asked me, it was, like, why do you hate Dune? And it's because every fucking chapter is that, like, mental chess where it's, like, nothing fucking happens. Yeah, it's, like, nothing fucking happens, but they're all just trying to, like, mentally spar with one another and shit like that, and it's so boring and slow. And shit like that.
Now, why does that make it for white people for you?
That's the book.
No, all right. What about the movie makes it for white people?
It's all white guys.
In a desert. That doesn't add up.
In a desert.
That doesn't add up.
It's all sandy. Every white guy movie has the same fucking letterbox. They're in the desert, and it's a bunch of white guys having a meeting. They're like, we need to take care of this problem.
Well, no, who are the local people to Dune? The Fremen?
I don't know.
They're not white. The local people to Dune aren't
Neither are Ewoks, but Star Wars is for white people.
You can't take Star Wars.
Nah,
is
Star Wars is
Star
everyone.
Wars is I think white. Star Wars is universal.
Wait, Star Wars is
no,
everyone,
no, it's not.
Dude.
Star Wars was for white guys. Now it's for white ladies.
I think Star Wars is universal.
Everyone's locked in on Star Wars.
The biggest Star Wars fan that
it's
I ever met
Fremen, right?
were these are white people for sure.
Nah, dude, they're Arabs. Look at them.
No,
they're all fucking Arabs.
And I'll tell you, socially,
blue eyes.
Socially, Arabs.
If they're
are
not
white.
Arabs, why am I so fucking pissed,
Andy? Socially, Arabs are white.
Socially, depends where. Depends in America.
We didn't let them in yet.
Brother, they're already here and they're lying to you. All your favorite white people are Arab.
All of them?
A lot of
Tom
them.
Holland's Arab?
Dude, maybe.
Tobey Maguire? I only know Spider-Man. Why did I only pick?
Nah, man, this movie's for white
people. Nah.
Also, Zendaya's way too covered up.
Nah, they're Arab. No, but here's my thing. The white people you're talking about are the white people like moving in who want the spice. I think it's more for.
So it's a movie about gentrification?
I think.
That's basically what I was thinking when you said it. I just didn't say
it. Exactly. It fucking rules. I think. no.
It's for white people. I don't know why.
I think the bigger tentpole is for political dorks than white people per se.
I think we need to make a black sci-fi movie.
What was the last one?
What was
they don't
the
exist.
One Jordan Peele did?
Nope. Nope counts a nope. little bit.
No, what was the one?
Nope, does count a little.
Jordan Peele.
Get Out?
Something Country.
Something Country? Jordan Peele did?
It was the one, he was like the executive producer on it.
Us?
It was the first episode, it was the...
Twilight Zone?
No, not Twilight Zone.
They were trying to get out of the, they were trying to get on the sundown town, and then like a big creature ate the dude. You kept telling me to watch it.
I thought it was sick. I'm forgetting the name of it now. It's from a book.
Was it on Amazon?
No, it was on HBO. It had Jonathan Majors, I think, was the star.
It was a playoff of, what was it? It was a playoff, because I downloaded, I remember you told me about it. I watched like two or three episodes. I liked it, and it was a playoff of a book. It was like fucking squids
or
something.
I can't remember what it's called. Damn, I can't remember what it's called. That shit. Black Fly sci-fi show.
Did you see the first one?
What was it?
Gay N-words. When he typed black sci-fi, yeah. It said get the one of like the third.
Try a series HBO.
What is that? 92.
I don't see it,
dude. I don't like. Dude, I hate that they're putting Black History in.
It would have been like a few. Wait, oh.
No, wait, you gotta see it.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah. Oh, shit. What is that?
It's 30 minutes.
I'll say it for Sandy Kid. It's called Gay Niggas from Outer Space.
We gotta do a watch along. Yeah. As long as it's not porn.
That's crazy.
Damn, I can't remember
no,
the name
it's
of this
gay.
Movie.
But, dude, yeah, I don't know.
Like, black. Try Black Sci Fi Show HBO.
Yeah, it's HBO.
Lovecraft Country.
Because it was something Lovecraft, which is like a
Lovecrafty and shit. Like
yeah,
they do
it's
a
like a classic like sci-fi writer.
Yeah. No, this shit was badass. It comes off like it's gonna be like preachy, but it's not really preachy. It's not like the white people are evil because they're white people. The evil people just happen to be the white people. But
well, it's like
that's by design. A guy wrote it. Like,
well, yeah, but it goes with the like time period and story.
But it's like, well, it's well written where the show doesn't just explain it to you.
Yeah.
The show just does it.
Yeah. This lady is, I think she's so fucking gorgeous. Dude, she's like new Gina.
She's really beautiful.
Yeah. I forget her name, but I love her.
Hell yeah. Can I ask you a random question?
Long hair, thick
rainbow. Where are you on with Elon Musk?
What do you mean?
Well, so here's where my head's at. Is like,
where his place?
Well,
where his town?
I kind of like.
Town,
I kind of was like fucking with him for a while, and then like I do like the fact that you could just be
you
like
hated that. He fired Don Lemon.
What? Yeah, it's been eating me up. Do not hurt my Don. No, I've been thinking because like I was like. I thought he made Twitter pretty chill. Like, I like that you can tweet gay and retarded and not get banned. Like, that's pretty chill. But then I've been noticing, like, ever since he included, like, the ads and the way to make money, it has been making it exponentially more annoying. Like, people are gaining the system to, like, figure out that subtle thing to get you annoyed so everyone retweets it and goes, "Can you believe this fucking idiot?"
Or posting bullshit. Like, I've been seeing like Ice Spice leaks on my Twitter. Have y'all seen that? But like, can't find Ice Spice leaks anywhere. I don't even think they exist.
There's that one video of some girl with red hair that has probably like a same ass, but okay. Outside of that, sorry, I've really looked for.
I saw that video.
There's a video of a girl getting like back shots that kind of looks like Ice Spice.
But I did see that, but it's not clearly her though.
Yeah,
and that's.
But
like,
no, as like a.
I need
sorry.
To be clearly her.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I like the video. I was like, whoever's butt that is, cool, but I need some like facial.
I need her to turn around and be like, oh, your camera.
But like my whole thing, like as a dude who vibes out on conspiracies and shit, like Elon's always coming at like, he's coming at like the anti-woke.
That wasn't that bad.
What's the fart about?
Oh, she got a song called Fart.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. You think you're the shit? You're not even a fart, dude.
It's a fart.
No, but he's got like, he's coming at like the.
He's a fart guy now.
He's coming at like these like the world organizations and all the woke shit and blah, blah, blah. Mm. And he's coming at like these, all these conspiracies and shit. And I'm just watching that and I'm just like, bro, you're trying to put microchips in people's heads. You're a conspiracy. Like, one of the conspiracies. And I'm like, he's starting to fucking annoy me now.
He's not a conspiracy. He's doing the mark of the beast. He's goddamn devil.
Yeah.
You better watch it. You're in his goddamn city
Nephilim,
now.
Nephilim, dude. Nephilim.
That Tesla factory is nuts.
I haven't seen it.
I've just seen it online, but it's like, it's like, I can't even explain how long it is. I watched like a video of a dude doing a drive-by.
Got him.
Got my ass.
Sorry, you're having too much fun.
How about Jibs getting me with the basketball shot when I pulled that up? Jibs,
that was beautiful.
Jibs was like, it's okay.
That was
I'm
one,
gay
that's
too.
One of the funniest things
it's
I've seen on.
Probably the funniest thing that anybody said about
that's
it.
That's gayer than I am.
He was like, it's okay, Nate. I'm gay too.
Oh, yeah, that's what he said.
Man, dude.
Yeah.
Got my ass.
The fallout on the basketball shot's been wild.
Can we pull it up again? Can we talk about it with the actual crew?
Instead of ladies who just were like, yeah, we would all shot
dumb
like that.
Bitches,
that's how you shoot a basketball.
Yeah. I definitely didn't get attacked as much as I thought I was.
You go to Nate's Twitter. Is that Nate Marshall?
Yeah.
It's probably the most. It might be the most recent thing because he doesn't do it that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Nate's bi-yearly tweet.
Oh, dude, what happened to the words?
No. You're not going to get him if you search his name. That's so funny.
Dude, you beat him though.
I did beat. Well, yeah, if you put in the whole thing, well, through the power of shade.
His Twitter. Dude, you're going to beat him soon.
I think I'm starting to slowly beat him.
That's not it.
That's my pin, Joel.
That's not it.
That is one of the best breakdown videos ever. I'll go up.
Okay.
Damn, 2020.
Dude, it takes you 5 seconds to Nate tweeting about Dana White hitting his wife.
wait, what is
2022? It seems like it's off.
It's mixed up or something.
It's out of order.
Yeah, you haven't tweeted since my birthday last year.
According to this, but obviously, like, it's,
wait, is that that's a media. Fake account?
No, this is me.
Right. That says, "Is that Nate? Aren't you? Is that Nate Marshall?"
No, you can't get it that long on Twitter, so I had to just stop it at the end.
Damn, log in.
It's not that. It's all right. It's all right.
Oh, you can airdrop it to me.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
No. Let him airdrop it to me first.
No. You know what? I'm not airdropping this to anybody. I know what you guys are up to.
Come on.
Huh?
I'll delete it.
All right. You promise?
You can watch me do it.
Okay.
Okay. Put it in the trash and into
it. I'm trusting you. This is a lot of trust.
You gotta build trust.
Hey, you gotta play the whole thing too, because you guys stopped it on the show on panties.
No, I'm not playing.
You gotta play the whole thing. You gotta play the boat. You gotta play both of them, dude.
So I only have the one. I don't have both.
What was the other one?
It's all right. I was just kidding.
He was preparing to take another shot. There's a video. There's another video of him doing another shot.
I back to back airball. But the second one,
nobody knows about the back to back.
The second one is a genuine airball though. It's not like the.
What was the first one?
The first one is something that we don't even have a name for yet. It was so bad. It was a new thing.
It was.
You could have argued you weren't shooting.
Yeah.
We called that air stall.
I was just warming my arms up.
It right there.
We can see it. It's right on the screen.
Oh.
Accept it. This is how we're going to end.
You'd save the download.
Dude, hell yeah. All right. Nate's
full screen. Yeah, Chain, yeah. Santino, Big Cat.
Big Cat. Big Cat's welcome to grab a ball.
Everybody's reaction is so funny on this, too. Like, Big Cat's done. Nobody's looking. Santino might see it a little bit.
This isn't a full-size court. Wait, can we go back? You got to zoom in. We got to analyze Nate's form.
Dude. Oh, my form is awful.
Yeah. Nothing's, but like, my favorite.
I also didn't dribble.
No, wait, now look. No.
Oh, starts, yeah. It starts right there.
That looks really good. And then, like. You know what happened?
Oh God, dude! I'm getting lightheaded. I'm laughing so hard.
You know what I think was? I think you were trying to shoot it to Santino because he ended right there.
That was a pass.
I thought it was a pass.
No, you're right. Santino,
you're going up for a dunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Santino fucked up the alley-oop.
Santino fucked up your alley-oop, dude. That was a good alley-oop. That was a perfect placement for an alley-oop.
So here, back it up a little and just let it play, because dude, like. Big Cat's befuddlement is amazing.
Yo, Big Cat.
Just stop.
Yeah, Big Cat might be the funniest part of the whole thing.
It's the funniest part.
Because he doesn't see it. He doesn't see it. He just sees where it lands. Like, if you take it back, he doesn't see me shoot it. he literally doesn't see me shoot it. He just sees where it lands.
Because in his head.
Look, he's still looking down. In his head, he goes,
there's no reason a ball landed right there. What the fuck? Yeah.
Who threw that ball at us?
Dude, Big Cat's reaction is my favorite part.
Who tried to hit Santino with the ball?
And then Shane immediately grabbing your arm.
I'm like, nope, don't touch me. I already knew it was coming.
But if Shane didn't grab you, you just full sprint out of there?
Wait, when did you realize it wasn't going to hit the rim?
The second it went off.
The second. Because you can just feel the lack of power in your hands. You're like, that's not even getting close.
That was honestly what that showed me more than anything. I was like, oh, I'm a lot weaker than the last time I shot a basketball. Like, the last time I shot a basketball was when I was like jacked in it.
Yeah.
So I tried to use the same like level of energy. And it looks like Shane being like, it landed right here.
and then Santino not handing it to you.
Yeah, he's like, do that. You got to do that. Anyway,
yeah, bring it up more.
Yeah, dude. You disappointed your gay dads.
No, forward.
You disappointed your three gay dads.
Here, play it.
Yeah, hold on, what was that?
Santino gets the ball.
Don't touch me. Stop. I'm not doing it again.
I believe it. And then I'm going to hand it to you and drop it.
Like, you got to earn my respect. I'm going to watch this one.
Dude,
that's good form. That's good. The follow through. The follow through is bad, but it's pretty good.
They got like. And also, in my defense, Santino airballed a few times. He was also knocking him down. Shane airballed as many times as I did.
Damn, dude.
He might have hit a couple.
If you took one more step in, that would have been fucking perfect.
Thanks, LeMaire. Yeah. I appreciate you. That first one is insane. Like, I sent it to my brother. Like, he didn't want me to put it out. I sent it to him. He was like, his response, I could hear it through text, like, that he was genuinely sad. He was like, nigga, that's genuinely terrible.